Ya.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay? You were coming from the board of executive committee this morning, reference to a parole hearing, and we introduced the members of the board. Before you do that, would you state your full name and agency number, sir?
Arthur E. Green, 076282.
Thanks, sir. Okay, you're coming from the board of executive committee this morning, in reference to the parole hearing. The board members that are present are to the really far left on the screen is the Honorable Rittenhouse, and we have the C.T. Wright, who's the board chairman. And all the way to the right is the Honorable Louis Thomas. My name is David Gale, who's the board leader this morning. So we're going to some information, sir, and as we go through, if you hear anything that doesn't sound right, let me know, and we'll discuss it. And then after we've gone through some of this stuff, we'll get back and we'll talk to you a little more directly. And get to know you a little bit. Okay, sir? Alright, so sorry, I had a note here I lost. So you're 64 now, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So you served in life service for 33 years, which began on December 12, 1988. You also have a consecutive 21-year sentence for attempted first-degree murder and a 3-year sentence for endangerment, which is consecutive to the 21-year sentence. Also, there was a 20-year sentence for first-degree burglary that was to be concurrent to the life sentence, and it didn't expire. So he was convicted by a jury and sentenced on November 3, 1989. I don't see any appeal information in your packet. Did you ever appeal your conviction, sir?
I did. The
public
lawyer
found
me
an edit. Sir?
The
sir? Can you sit up so we can see your face on the screen?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you didn't appeal and they have called everything?
The public lawyer filed an amnesty brief, and the public court told him to file a only brief because I had colorful issues. And when I was diagnosed with valley fever in the hospital.
Okay, all right, sir. Sir?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to move this along as fast as possible. So you did appeal, and the appellate court upheld your conviction and your sentences?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You became parole eligible on July 10th, 2014, and were certified for this hearing, which is for going to your next consecutive sentence or after discharge on February 1st, 2019. You've been through work 6 times and you've been denied each time. So I'm going to be offended at this time. December 8, 1988, you murdered your wife with a taser. She had recently been your girlfriend, but she left you after you beat her with a metal pipe on December 5, 1988. On the night of murder, Ronald Jones, Yolanda Taylor, and Yolanda's 2 little children were in their apartment when you forced your way into the apartment by shooting the doorknob off with a shotgun. You entered the apartment and fired molten shots into the main bedroom. Ronald Jones returned fire with a handgun and eventually wrestled with you until the shotgun fell off the balcony, which at that time you fled. The one Taylor was pronounced dead at the scene due to shotgun wound to the head. Ronald Jones suffered minor injuries during a scuffle with the defendant. Also, the two young children were sleeping on the couch right next to the front door. They were unharmed, but they were right by the door and shot the whole damn and right near them when they were shooting into the bedroom. Thus, the danger of charges and everything. So does that sound basically correct, sir?
That's what they said.
Okay. So your criminal history dates back to about 1973 in Arizona. There were armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon with the intent to commit murder. Those two were dismissed. In 1977, they were charged with obstructing an officer. 1986, attempted burglary, possession of burglary tools. 1988, trespassing, felony trespass, and criminal damage. And in 1988, the instant offense. We also see for the fact of problems in Seattle in 1982. Malicious mischief in 1985, you were charged with secondary murder, but you were acquitted. And you have extensive discipline now in the Department of Corrections with 4 violations in the last 5 years. There were 2 in 2014, one was for disrupting count, others for violation of department rules. One was in front of, one was guilty as a minor. And 2017, violation of department rules in Arizona. And then January 3rd of 2018, a little over a year ago, attempt to commit a Class B felony. So, sir, let me dwell on that one for a minute. The report said something about, it said that you had cups and sheets and you had them squares and they were in your clothes or something like that. What was that all about?
Well, they took all my property and they said I had too much hygiene. It's a rule they just put into effect on November 19th, 1917. I just got to New York November the 13th and was unaware of this hygiene thing. So they took all my property and then they come and tell me that I had some cut sheets. Well, first of all, I wouldn't use cut sheets because cut sheets are used for patterns. And I do not draw on small stuff. I have to have bigger paper to see with. That's why I was a mural painter. Now, and I'm thinking that that would stay in the room and drink with me. I don't know what that sergeant had in for me with or whatever, but he's the one that initiated all this stuff. And I like to go further by saying that when the search was completed, when the search was being done, if other people had just as much hygiene as I had, which I was accused of having, which I did have, because everybody always stops up on hygiene. But I'm the only one given, in an atypical manner, a ticket for having too much hygiene.
Okay. All right.
Did I say that the warden dismissed the ticket because she said it was like a stay with her too?
Okay, well, the ticket was that ticket, and I just wasn't sure what that was all about with the sheets and everything. I was going to say, now, well, if you're a release plan, you know, it sounds fairly good. You have a home for your mother in Avondale.
Yes.
Yes. Which I'm sure look great once because you have Maggie. You know, you may look into disability and if you're able to work, you will be able to provide for your food and clothing. There'll be access and then the And so you said you do not need counseling, but will attend church for spirit. So one of the things, one of the questions of that when they release somebody on parole is whether or not they have 2 months worth of money saved up to support themselves with till they can get a job or get some kind of disability or something like that. Do you have a couple of months worth of money that you can, you know, on the books there, or?
Oh, well, I have books here, but I do not.
Do you have money outside that you have access to?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's one of the things that we looked at too, is it's easy to say yes, but if it's like if your mother was going to do that for you, we would either like to let her or her to be here saying that kind of stuff. One of the things that I have an issue with in your release plan is when you say you don't need any counseling. Without talking to you very much, I'm going to disagree with that, sir. You've been incarcerated a very long time. The world has changed drastically outside, and so it's something that almost every inmate, whether they think they need or not, needs to look into counseling. Will you sit up, sir? Thank you. So just consider that, though, because it's a huge change between here and the outside. And counseling can include just somebody coaching you through the transition, okay? So if you could work, if you were able to work, what kind of work would you be looking for?
Well, I've done bond drive and real chain in the last few years. And that a lot of people comment on my real chain and my hair and my cutting barber skills, and I thought maybe both of them, since I've been in an accident in my neck and I have paralysis and the horizon doesn't seem to want to follow the doctor's instruction.
Okay, but so you're a barber?
I was in a barber. Yeah, just nothing beyond law as a barber.
Okay. So if you have neck problems, you don't want anything sitting at a desk in front of a computer or anything like that. Okay, I'm assuming my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions from my fellow board members. All right, sir, we're going to be ending your hearing. We're going to be going into discussion momentarily to make a decision, but before we would like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, tell us anything else that you think would be information we need to make a good decision. We ask that you don't repeat yourself. We are on a time constraint today, so if you would like to make a final statement, now is the time, but please keep it as brief as possible.
Well, first of all, my sister was supposed to have written a letter about the house where I would be staying at, and my mother has passed away, so I didn't think you got that part in there, and because you said she should have, you would want her to be there, was saying that she was leaving the house to do whatever. But it's three people will be on living now. I've been here 30 something years, I think, and the reason why I go to, upstairs is I think you think we need counseling, not the counseling that man needs. I'm trying to better myself with religion. I found more comfort in that. Man lies, man has lied to me and misled and whatever. And so I just try to be, and not saying this Christian people don't fly, but I study the Bible religiously and do Bible studies and stuff like that, and I find that's the only reason where I know that I keep myself out of the government in which I'm in now. And I think I might be doing something out, but since I can't think of anything else to say.
Okay, well, we thank you for that, sir. The board will be in the discussion related to determinations. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. But we ask you to remain silent and stay on the phone. And once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have a discussion. So Mr. Green has an interesting history, and he's been incarcerated quite a while.
Discharge. You've heard the conditions, this room, and please put the CO3 back on the phone.